Hello there, and welcome to voicemail three, number three. There, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. This is the correspondence voicemail, and this is episode three. Hi! However you're getting through this really, really, really weird time, it's really good to be in touch with you in all the various ways that we are. And I hope you're finding your own way of dipping into the things that interest you out of the things that I am doing. Because every now and again, I think, wow, I'm sending emails, I'm doing the voicemail, and I'm doing a weekly podcast. I hope people aren't sick of me yet. Maybe I shouldn't say things like that, but I do feel that being honest with you is the most important thing. I'm a human being with different moods and things going on and stresses and, I don't know, all sorts of stuff. And that is a genuine thought I sometimes have. And in previous years, it's made me not do as much stuff as I wanted. Years and years and years and years and years ago, I started out blogging loads and I really enjoyed it because this was all pre-Twitter anyway. That was a really nice way of formulating thoughts and working through feelings and things like that, as well as connecting with other people. When I really think about that, it seems a little bit strange to do that in public, but it was a big part of my growing up and figuring out what I wanted to do. And way before I was releasing music, I was blogging. And way before I was releasing music, I was using Twitter to connect with people and share thoughts and ideas and learn from people. And that has changed in the last few years because platforms change. But that is a fundamental part of my development as an artist, really. So it's really been enjoyable for me to go back to prioritizing things like blogging. Because like I was saying, with my last project, you might have noticed there was not much blogging. There was probably not as much emailing even as there should have been or could have been. Because those thoughts would get into my head. Oh, I don't want to annoy someone today. Oh, I don't want them to get tired of me. Oh, I don't want to overstay my welcome or wear them out in some way, which is ridiculous because it's up to you. You don't have to listen to this. You don't have to read the blog posts. You don't have to read the emails. But if I'm not actually formulating those ideas and sharing those ideas and making that effort to connect with people, then people don't have a chance to connect with it. So just so it's clear, there's absolutely no expectation from me that you have to do all of your homework and listen to every podcast and listen to every voicemail or anything. I just hope that you do find something that you enjoy and that you get something from out of all of the things I'm doing. And if you're someone who'd rather wait for just the music, that's super cool and great because I'm making that as well. Having said all that, I've been having a great time making things recently, and it's been really, really good doing the weekly podcast series, Attention Engineer. If you haven't had a chance to check the series out yet, I would really appreciate you having a look. It's something I've been planning for such a long time. I've been putting a lot of thought into it, and really, it's just very exciting for me to get to speak to these really interesting people. And it started out with me asking people who I thought would probably say yes, hopefully would say yes, because we already had a connection of some kind. So people like Tanya Donnelly, Mark Chadwick and Skating Polly. Emma Pollock, I hadn't met before, but I was on tour with Robin Ince and Robin knows Emma. So there was a connection there. Plus Emma and I had been in touch on Twitter before. So they were the first four conversations I recorded. And then I started getting brave and cheeky and I've got this massive long list of people I'd like to talk to. And they're all people whose work I find really interesting and who I think I could have an interesting conversation with. But yeah, I have this big, big long list and I've started to go through it and just occasionally go, do you know what? I will ask that person because who knows what they want to do at the moment, especially because a lot of musicians in particular are unable to do their work. It actually might be a good time to connect with them. So I have been sending a lot of messages out. I wasn't sure even if I'd be able to get past the first 11 episodes because I had sent a bunch of emails out and received very few responses back because people are busy or people get a lot of requests or maybe they read the request and they're like, oh, that's not something we want to do. So they won't even reply because they're so busy. So that's quite normal. And I don't take that personally because goodness me, if I took all of those things personally, I would never do anything. But yeah, so I've been sending a lot of messages out and getting brave, as I said. And you know what? Some of these people are saying yes. So I have another four episodes that I've recorded. So I need to edit those. I did two conversations this week and two last week. No, two the week before last. And so that's all of August taken care of. And then I've got another couple of people who I'm talking to in a couple of weeks. Very exciting people. And then I'm just going to keep going from there because The reason I stored up all those interviews like a little squirrel, is that a good metaphor? A squirrel putting nuts in its cheek, was because I've seen this so many times. Someone saying, I'm going to do a weekly, whatever, video, podcast, whatever. And having made podcasts for other people in the past, I know how freaking long it takes to put these things together. Not just the actual editing, that can take quite a long time, but also all of the admins who are sending out lots of emails inviting people to do it, explaining what you're doing, trying to make it sound appealing. And then there's the kind of back and forth, when someone's free, sending technical information, stuff like that. And it's not that that's hard work, it's just like anything, it does take time. So I knew that if I wanted to be serious about having a podcast series, which I am, then I'd need to have several episodes ready. And so I think I got a little bit overly worried about that, and I got a little bit overly cautious. And so I had basically 11, which is a lot of stuff to do up front. But it's worked out because now I have 11 episodes up, which you can dip into as you wish. I don't want your relationship with me to feel like you have a lot of homework to do. But if you're interested, there's loads of really interesting stuff to listen to now. So far, I have shared conversations with Tanya Donnelly, Mark Chadwick, Aisha Hassan, who is the bassist in Savages, Frank Turner, Charlotte Hatherley, who used to play guitar in Ash and has played for Bat for Lashes and Birdie and loads of other people, Tom Robinson, legend. I don't ever use that word, but he is one of those. Comedian Beck Hill, Katie Harkin, who is a solo artist with her own project, which is called Harkin, handily. And she also plays guitar and different things with Slater Kinney. And she also plays with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. So she is like musical royalty, in my opinion. Then we had Nikesh Shukla, who's a novelist, and he edited the brilliant, 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 brilliant books, The Good Immigrant and The Good Immigrant USA, which I highly, highly recommend you read. Last week, I shared a conversation with Emma Pollock, who is from the Delgados and has her own brilliant solo career as well. And then this week, it's Skating Polly, who I toured with last year. And I did allow myself a moment to pause and realise that this is a good thing I've made and it's a good thing I'm making. And it's something that I plan to do into the future. There might be a gap between series, I'm not sure yet, but at the moment, I'm just going to keep going because I'm getting so much from it in terms of talking to these creative people. I ask them quite weird questions because I'm not a journalist. I'm not asking them to sell their product to me. I'm talking to them about how they do things, how they get up in the morning, how they get energy for ideas, how they carry out those ideas, sometimes how they organise themselves if they're an independent artist. You might know I'm really into the idea of habit tracking and productivity, but with a slant of mindfulness. So basically, I ask them about things that I'm interested in, and I know that because I'm a human being and not an alien, other people will find those things interesting as well. And it's been really, really, really cool when people write to tell me that they're enjoying them. So that is really good. So I'm going to keep going with those. But of course, I am a musician, a songwriter, and I am making an album. So that's something that needs to take priority for the next little phase of time. Last time I shared a voice memo, I think, of a song called 17 that I was working on, and that song is now finished. And I'm very excited about it, and it's definitely in the next batch of album recording songs.
Toxic teens on mixtape afternoons. Photostatic memories of you. Wallpaper plates. Pull them apart when it rains. Smashed window panes. Stretching our wings.
I also love making lists. And I also know that at some point the lists have to stop and the work has to begin. And that is what is happening with my record now. So I made a list in my notebook. I'm going to read it out to you now. These are the songs that are almost certainly going to be on the next record. But I have some more to add, so who knows? Everything looks normal in the sunshine. I hope you've heard that one. The only way out is through. I hope you've heard that one. That's also going to be the next single. There's an exclusive for you. Cancel Your Hopes, and that is the song that is the theme tune for Attention Engineer, the podcast. And if you listen to the most recent episode of Attention Engineer, at the end you can hear me singing the chorus. Before that, I had it as an instrumental. If you tuned into the Penfriend TV show last month, I love calling it that, then you'll know that Cancel Your Hopes is a song I was concerned about the title because of what's happened this year. I wrote it last year. I may have told you before, but I wrote it last year about global warming, and it was inspired by a book called Flight Behavior by Barbara Kingsolver, who's one of my favorite novelists. And it's called Cancel Your Hopes because it just is. And then it was going to be an early single for Pen Friend this year, and I thought maybe not, or maybe think of another title. So that song will see the light of day at some point, but I'm being sensitive about it because I think that stuff is really important. The next song on my list here is Dispensable Body, which I also played in the gig last month. There's a song called I Used to Know Everything, Long Shadows, Sea Shaken, Out of the Blue, Loving Echoes, Hell Together, 17. There's a song called Happy to Be Sad. I'm also going to be recording. That might be, and there's a song called Exotic Monsters. This might be an older list. Let's see. I'm just going to see if there's any update to this list because there's a lot of lists in this book. Lots of them do have a tick next to the things, which is good. Lots of video planning in here. No, that's the most recent list. So next week is when I start. And recording from home is brilliant and I really love doing it. It's definitely solitary and isolating, which is what we've all experienced this year, so that's okay as well. I can do that. When you work completely independently like me, there's no real hard deadlines for anything, so it can be hard to get stuff done, which is why from the 3rd of August, I'm looking at my calendar now, from the 3rd of August till the 21st, no wait, from the 3rd of August to the 14th of August is full-on album recording. I'm then having 4 days off because I'm trying to be more sensible about that kind of thing. And then when I get back from that time, it's another full week, possibly 2 weeks of album recording, depending on how I'm getting on. Previously, when I've gone into studios to record, it is pretty quick because you've got someone, you know, putting the microphones in the right place and doing all the recording and dealing with all the data stuff, doing all the comping, which is where you cut together the best takes of things. Someone's doing all of that, so that's not extra work for me. But when I'm recording myself, it's literally just me in the room. I've got to do all those things. I enjoy doing all those things, but it does take a little bit longer. So for instance, I think Everything Looks Normal in the Sunshine took maybe 2 full days. So yeah, I'm going to be putting in even more hours in the launchpad and I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm going to do a thing, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost certain. In fact, yes, let's say I'm going to do it, because if I decide to do it now and I tell you I'm going to do it, then I will. I'm going to do something I've never done before, which is live stream some of the recording days. I just thought that would be really fun because I think it might be interesting for people to see how it's done. I really like the idea of connecting in that way with you. And also, it can't be less interesting than, say, Big Brother was, you know. So yeah, if you fancy coming along and having a watch someday next week or the week after, all you have to do is subscribe to my channel on YouTube. And if you click the notification bell, you'll get a notification when I'm going live. So it's as simple as that. So it's youtube.com/penfriendrocks. Penfriend, PenFriendROcks. So yeah, I hope to see you there, but obviously it's very much the other way around. What else has been going on? Last week, Tim and I went to Wales. It was weird to go away. It was a little bit scary. I wasn't massively up for having a holiday. I've got lots to do and I really enjoy all the things I'm making, but I was really tired and we hadn't had a break for a really long time. And I don't know if you've heard about these global matters that are making life incredibly stressful for everyone. So I'm really glad that he encouraged me to go away. And we chose a place that was really remote, just outside a tiny village, quite near Machynlleth, which I'm sure is not said that way in Welsh. And we stayed in this really lovely shepherd's hut, which was in its own little field. So we really weren't near anyone. So I felt okay about that. We took all our own food with us and we did pop into the village, just, you know, obviously safely passing people and whatever. And we went for a few really nice walks in the countryside. But because of where we were, we could just sit outside and enjoy the field and the trees and everything. And it was really beautiful. And it was really nice to get some more fresh air. And it was really nice to turn everything off and have a nice time just talking to each other and hanging out with the dogs and stuff like that. And started reading some more very intense nonfiction that's sort of making me wonder why why any humans are doing any of the stuff that they do. So that's fun, isn't it? I forgot to take a novel with me. But yeah, I've been heavy into some, yeah, like I say, intense nonfiction recently. And I think I need to break it up with a novel soon. So if you've got any recommendations, let me know. It doesn't have to be happy or fluffy. In fact, I'd rather it wasn't. But I think I need to break up the sort of very serious thinking I've been doing recently, because it obviously has an effect. And I really love to learn about stuff, and I'm super into that and being introduced to new ideas. And I've started listening to this philosophy podcast actually while I'm running. So I'm learning about Plato and Socrates, and I've really enjoyed on the forum. Actually, we've got these two incredibly long threads where people recommend books they've just read, or they recommend films they've just seen, and they recommend music that they love. And so I'm just going to have to comb back through that, I think, and start having a look at what people have really been enjoying, because that's one of my favourite parts about the forum, actually, is when people are just sharing what they love. I think that's just a lovely thing to do. And I find that Twitter isn't really necessarily that place for me. In fact, it hasn't been that place for me for a long time. It has its other benefits, and there's a lot of great people on there, but it's not really where I find out about music as such. So I've really enjoyed the weekly playlist as well, and there's a new one coming out tomorrow. This week I've become obsessed with the X-Re album, which is an album from 2 years ago that I didn't know about, made by Elena Tonra, I don't know how to say her name, sorry, from Daughter. And I wasn't massively into Daughter, but this album is incredible, so it's making me think I need to go and rediscover Daughter and see what's going on with that. So that's been a really lovely thing. So yeah, going away was good. I've had some really good conversations for the podcast this month. I wrote that song. I also put our zine together. That was last weekend. And that went to print on Monday with another little treat, analog treat for my analog amigos. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you when it comes back. And there's the digital version as well. So everyone from Welcome Visitor Up gets the digital version as well. So if that's something that you are not signed up for yet, feel free to bump up your membership for a month and you can get hold of that. It's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And the musical part of that has 5 songs. It's got Everything Looks Normal in the Sunshine and The Only Way Out is Through on the CD, and then 3 demos. Though I shouldn't really call them demos, I should call them first recordings, because they're not demos in the sense that you might think a demo is a really scrappy thing. It's not like that. They're just my recordings of the songs before I put all the extra fancy stuff on and send it off to Dan Austin to make it sound like tremendously wonderful. Can you hear the pigeon that's on my skylight? I sometimes worry they're going to come in the window. I just don't know what I would do. I have nothing against pigeons. I think they're quite beautiful, actually, but it's safe to say I would panic. I remember I was working in an office once. Can you hear it now? I was working in an office once. This was years ago, and the windows were open, and this bird came in and just flew around. It just did one really fast lap of the office with everyone kind of screaming and ducking, and then it just flew out again, and I thought, you were dared. That was a dare from a mate. I hope this pigeon hasn't been given any dares today. I don't think I could take it today. What else? What else? Let me look at my book and see what I've been doing. It's funny, when I sit down to talk to you like this, everything I've done goes out of my head. Sometimes I can't even read my own notes in my book. It's quite fun, isn't it? Yeah, I've been getting really into Trello. I've been sending letters to my friends. Listening to Cal Newport's voicemail. He doesn't have a voicemail. I've been listening to Cal Newport's podcast when I've been running. I've been listening to the History of, what's it called? The History of Philosophy Without a Gap podcast, which I've really enjoyed. It's got hundreds of episodes and it's really, really well done. I got some new running shoes because this is my 24th week of running twice a week minimum, and I've been going 3 times a week for the last month. I don't know, whatever. And I just thought, whoa, can you hear that? Thought he was going to come in. Eek. Just thought I'd give myself a treat of some nice running shoes. So that was really nice. I wore them today and I was slower. Thank you, running shoes. Things I'm looking forward to: making new recordings. That's the thing I love the most about being a musician, is making stuff up and then hearing it back. And it doesn't have to be the finished version, although of course I love hearing the finished version. Just even if I've made something up and I listen back on my phone, or I listen back on my Zoom recorder or anything, it's just the sound of something new that wasn't there before. And the only reason it exists is because I did the thing. Love that so much. It's very addictive. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward. So might be able to guess the state of my mind yesterday that I spent at least half an hour trying to find a way of ordering a donut on the internet. Donuts. I love donuts. And this year I've completely overhauled my health and fitness and stuff. And it's all for the best. But occasionally I'm just like, oh, if I'd do anything for a donut. So I think I've had one this year. And that was facilitated by Tim. He organised it for my birthday week. And he went to R Toots in Bristol, which is a brilliant, 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 brilliant like cake bakery treat place. And he brought home these wonderful donuts. And they were wonderful. They were really good. And so I thought, as it's been nearly 2 months since I had that donut, I'm allowed to have another one. So I found that one of my favourite cafes in Bristol is called Fed 303. And they're still open and they're doing pickups. So I have booked a donut for myself. I booked a gluten-free brownie for Tim. And we're going to also have a piece of frittata each, which means we don't have to make lunch today, which is just a nice little break. So I'm really looking forward to going picking those up. And that's going to be quite soon. So I do have to wrap up this chat so I can go and collect my donut. Now I've said the word, I'm not sure I can think about anything else. I don't know what it is about them. I was trying to figure it out this morning. Why are donuts the thing that I obsess about the most? I love them. And it's really just the simple donuts. I just love a really great jam donut. I don't know why. I just do. To the point where when I thought that there was no way of getting donuts this year at all ever again, I was looking up recipes for making baked donuts, and I even got the yeast. The yeast is in the fridge. I got all the bits. I got the thing, the stabby thing that you stab into the donut so you can put the jam inside. Got all those little bits ready. And then I realized that if I was going to make homemade donuts, I'd have to make a batch of about 30 because it doesn't seem possible to do like one or two. And because I'm on this health kick, I don't want to eat 5 donuts. And to be honest, I don't think I could have managed it before. So the homemade donut thing didn't happen, which means it's all the more exciting that I get to go and pick up one perfect donut today. But it does place a lot of pressure on the donut. So if the donut is shit, I'm going to be kind of sad about that. But it's a good cafe. I've eaten their donuts before. It was joyous. I don't see why it'd be bad now. I think it's going to be okay. I will report back on the donut at some point. Because I don't know about you, but we have to find the little moments of joy. And even pre all this awful stuff this year, I think that was always true, but especially at the moment. And I had a terrible day yesterday. I was really upset and scared and felt terrified about the fact that there was a coronavirus outbreak in a factory down the road from me last week. It just brings everything so much closer, even though it was awful before, obviously. But, you know, those things of physical proximity to, you know, people who are suffering and feeling bad about that happening to them and then feeling scared about us and all sorts of other stuff going on. Plus, I didn't have a brilliant night's sleep and whatever. Awful day. That's why I booked myself a freaking donut today and I'm pretty excited about it. And I've probably been talking about donuts for the majority of this conversation now. So it might be time to wrap it up because I really do need to go and collect my donut. Thank you so much for listening if you have listened. If you haven't listened, you can't hear me talking, so that's fine. And I hope you're having a more interesting time doing the thing you decided to do instead of listening to me. But if you are listening, thank you so much. I wish I could send you a donut, a gratitude donut to say thank you so much for one, listening, and two, being a correspondent, supporting me in my creative adventures, joining me on my creative adventures, and just being brilliant. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the way we get to connect with each other. I appreciate anyone who reads any of the stuff I'm writing, anyone who listens to any of the stuff I'm making, and anyone who's excited about future music, because it's coming soon. There's going to be a single quite soon. I've got a brilliantly funny, I think, idea for the music video for the single. Starting to plan that out and trying to figure out how to do that stuff. But my mind is laser focused on getting the record finished, and then all the other fun stuff happens once the main fun stuff is done. Not that it's fun. It's not a fun album. Oh no. But it's the key to all of it. So thank you very much for your patience waiting for new music. Thank you very much for your interest in general. And I will see you around. If you haven't joined us in the forum yet and you're interested, just drop me a line, laura@penfriend.rocks, and I can send you the invite again. It's really fun there. It's really interesting. It's not just me going, here's all my stuff. Everyone's having a conversation about music and art and books and feelings and stuff. It's really, really lovely and supportive, and you would be incredibly welcome to join us. And if you ever want to get in touch directly, my email is laura@penfriend.rocks, as I just said. I am quite slow at replying to emails because I'm trying to stay off all of the things so that I can make the stuff like podcasts and music. But I will always read and I will reply if I can. Or I might reply later, a really strange amount of time later. But I will do my best. So I am always here, always listening, always rooting for you, and always very appreciative of your contribution towards my creative life. Thank you so much. Take care, have a good month, and donuts. I used to know everything, now I'm not sure of much. I used to